coach scrimmage tomorrow afternoon, 5:30 practice, kind of in the hotter part of the day, but another chance for you to get out there and see what offense and defense has. What do you, and you're also going to, I hear, go for more of a game day schedule. What's the idea behind doing it as a game day in the middle of fall camp?
Well, all of our scrimmages, we have three here, and the last three are all kind of set at the same time we play, so it's not really designed to be in the heat. It's just we play at 6 o'clock, so that's when we're going to scrimmage. So the players get used to how to manage their bodies throughout the day. Tomorrow's scrimmage will be all situational, and it's basically going to be the last 4 minutes of the game, the entire scrimmage, and we'll play it out. So it's kind of the equivalent of a basketball team working on the last 2 minutes and all the scenarios that happen. So we're going to put up different scores, and we're going to have different timeout situations. We're going to have different teams ahead and behind, and we'll play about 6 or 7 3-4 minute situations.
So the idea will be to either close out strong and keep the other team from scoring, or go out there and get some points in the final minutes.
Exactly. And the last scrimmage was really more run a bunch of plays, less situation, other than middle of the game. All right, the situations have fallen out. This will be more end of the game, 4 minutes to go in the game. We got to win it.
And then before the scrimmage, are you going to make work the time pregame-wise a lot like a regular game day also?
We are.
Is that, again, to kind of get them used to the flow
of
game day?
Well, it's to practice it because, it's first year. Nobody knows what to do in pregame, so if we wait until the first game, it'll be a mess. So usually you need to practice it once, then correct it, practice it again, and then by the time you get to the game, we'll at least look like we know what we're doing in pregame.
And today's practice looked like an awful lot of special teams work.
Yeah.
Was that maybe more than normal? Was that the idea today?
No, that's usually the type of practice we do before the scrimmage. So, but today's is more of the move the field type scripting. So it's very situational. But we are installing some things on special teams that you got to get to, such as kickoff after safety, kickoff return after safety. We got our sky punts in, tight punts, all that sort of thing. That it's just not your common day-to-day work.
And I know you like to take a bit of an active role with special teams, having coached it before in the past. How important do you think special teams is to football? You think it's underrated by a lot of people?
I don't think it's underrated. I think it's underworked. I think everybody recognizes how important it is, but I'm not sure everybody works it relative to the amount of importance they think it has.
Derek, we had Brandon went out last scrimmage, Wheeler, Womack, are any of those guys serious?
It's just camp stuff. They should be fine. We got a lot of guys. The good news is Weldon Brown and Patrick Jackson are back, and they look great. It's amazing what happens when you've had a few days off. You come back and you got fresh legs, and everybody else has heavy legs. You look like a gazelle. De'Anthony Smith did that in our scrimmage. He had a couple of days off from a concussion. He comes out there and he's one of our highest point production getters. So, that's kind of good. How long do you think that rap would be on the ground?